Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here for another afternoon of rejoicing and praising the Lord. And I'm really excited about this month because this is nothing but celebrating Christian DJs. This is wonderful. You know, the whole book of Psalms is just filled with songs and praises to the Lord. And the reading from the day comes from Psalms 103, 1 through 5. And it goes like this. Praise the Lord, all my soul, all my innermost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives your sins and heals your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desire with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. All right, everybody, I want you to think about that all week, meditate on it, and definitely I have to give the thanks and honor to the Father and the Son for lifting my body up so I can come to you another Saturday. Okay, church announcements. The weekly sermon that I will be doing on the Master's Groove will now be once a month due to my health. We're not going to have it every Monday. But look out for your social medias, and I'll be blasting it all over as soon as we get the exact date that I will be coming back to you. Okay, Bible study every Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time with Elder Faye. You can listen live or later at www.sisterpoochie.com or www.blogtalkradio.com/sisterpoochie. All right, Miss Kimberly Hovac will be joining us on the 16th of the month. At that time, we're also going to be interviewing and listening to the gospel dance mix by DJ Rico Flores. June the 23rd, Saturday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., interview with DJ L. Dub, who follows me after my sermon on Mondays on the Master's Groove. And on June 30th, the youth are taking over the studio again. So join hostess Shining Star for the Y4C, which is Youth for Christ episode. And she will be interviewing our urban hip-hop gospel mix DJ Shaheem. All right, so make sure you tune back in and support all these people that I just mentioned, and of course support the show. Everybody, all right, I'm really excited about this. This first interview is our resident DJ, and we're going to get him on the line. Hello, Frankie Vife, how are you?
Hello, Sister Poochie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. I'm excited about all of this.
Same here.
Yeah, we have to give a little love to the DJs. And before we get started, I found something in the closet, and I dusted it off, and I wanted to play it before we did the interview. So I'm going to play it first, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, everyone, this is DJ Frankie Vibe, and check out my sister, Sister Poochie, every Saturday from 4 to 5 Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I forgot I had that.
Oh, yeah, the drop I did for you. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. All right. You know, I've been looking forward to this interview, and I'm going to jump right in. You have one thing, the resident DJ for our ministry. But before I found you, I was trying to get every DJ I know to become the resident DJ, and they just wouldn't get into, spending for the Lord is what I call it. And so I do want to thank you first for taking on this charge, because you have. And from the first time I asked you, you were like, yeah, no problem, I'll do it. Now, do you find love like that in this community, or are you still struggling to try to get this type of praise accepted?
You know, it's, well, first of all, let me do this before anything. First, let me give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is head of my life. I'm just thankful to be used in this form of fashion to spread the word of the gospel through the genre of house music. It's over the years, it's gotten easier, just due to the fact that the Lord is just making this call, this, and it is a call, this particular call, more, I guess, available, or maybe not available, but
pleasing. It's pleasing.
It's pleasing, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting how over the years more DJs and more producers have been accepting the call. Because I know when I first started, I was seeking other like-minded folks such as yourself, to you know, just come together and let's just go forward in this thing. And, you know, just like you, there weren't too many out there. There weren't too many that I knew about. And just over the years, they have been coming, especially in the last, I say, 4 years.
Okay.
And just like you, I found out about Brother Rico Flores, our brother in the ministry, in the Gospel House ministry. He got the call just like I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just believe that this music is a tool that God uses to bring souls to the kingdom, bring souls back to Him,
right.
And just as Jesus, instead of going after the 99, and He went after the one, and that is what has happened to us.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't get like the thousands or the millions that come. We get the one or the two or even the three.
Yes, exactly.
That will come to Him and say, hey, Sister Poochie, hey, Frankie, hey, Rico, hey, yeah. Rich Williams, hey, D-Real.
Yes, yeah.
I heard about this Gospel House thing that you're doing, and the Lord has placed in my heart to do the same thing. And, you know, I want to know how I go about it. How do I go forward? And praise God, you know, there's another one, another soldier, you know, in the army of the Lord, and we're all working together. We're all coming together, and we're just going forward in this thing. And I just thank and praise God that more of His people are coming, and not just the DJ, and not just the producer, but the artists especially.
The artists. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The artists, absolutely.
The artists are coming, and really. Younger artists, because a lot of artists that are out now, like a Dawn Tallman, like a Michelle Weeks,
mm-hmm.
like a Daryl DeBeneau, a Susu Bobian, a Kenny Bobian, who's the king of Gospel House music.
Yeah.
You know, they're
right.
all like in the, you know, 40, even 50 year range. But there are younger ones that are coming as well. And, you know, like a Dawn Williams. So I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful that, you know, just being used by Him in this type of venue, because this, you know, house music is, you know, where I came from. That was my background. It's still my background.
Mm-hmm.
But just to be able to do this and have Him head of my life, it's so much easier, because I'm doing it under His unction, His anointing,
mm-hmm.
His power. Everything that's coming from God. It's not me. It's not even about me. It's just being that conduit and just feeding the folks that they hear the word of God through this wonderful music that, you know, we are privileged to perform, to play, to produce, and just give it to the people.
Yes, and it's such a wonderful instrument. I mean, you just pretty – I mean, I understand what you're saying. It's like the floodgates just opened. Because once I found you, I had like 99 DJs asking me to go. You know, I'm ready to do this now. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, the ministry is 3 years old. Where were you for the last like 2.5 years?
Right.
It's good that they're doing this. And I also want to give respect to our youth DJ, which I hooked him up with a Facebook page, House
mm-hmm.
of Inspiration, DJ Shaheem, because he's the young one that's coming up under you, and he's decided to do this for the Lord and not do this just for the clubs or for the parties like house music is associated with. When I first started the ministry, this was one thing that had to be on the show, was a gospel house dance mix. And I used to do them myself, but I can't mix. So I couldn't fade anything out. It just stopped. It was just
okay.
It just stopped. Okay, that's dance mix.
Okay.
So it's nice to have someone of your caliber actually doing it. Now, you said your background is house music. How long have you been doing DJing, period?
Just as a DJ, whether it's secular or, you know, gospel, just as a DJ, I've been spinning for 16 years and just been fortunate and blessed to learn from, first of all, some great, great producers, DJs, even radio announcers. My radio mentor, because when I first started spinning for the Lord, I was actually part of WFDU, which is 89.1, and that's based out of Teaneck, New Jersey, Fairleigh Dickinson University.
Okay.
My radio mentor was Floyd Cray, who was also a minister, and his background is straight up radio. So he taught me everything that I know about radio, just radio overall.
All right.
And he embraced what God had put in my heart, because he had never really heard of gospel house music. He didn't know about some of the artists that I mentioned. He didn't know about some of the songs, like oh my goodness, there's a I Shall Not Be Moved with a beat behind it.
Yeah.
There's Oh Happy Day with a beat behind it.
Absolutely.
There's Thank You by B.B. Winans with a beat behind it. It's like, sure. Yes, there is.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
oh,
it
wow.
does exist. So, you know, as he was getting educated, I was getting educated in what he was doing, because he is a leading authority on holy hip hop, and I didn't know what that was. Not at that time. I had just gotten born again, so
we
educated each other about our respective genres. And my DJ mentor at the time, who showed me everything that I know about DJing, setting up, breaking down, you know, what artists to play, what, you know, record labels,
mm-hmm.
Just the industry overall, was my partner, DJ Groove. He took a year off of his DJ schedule and mentored me.
Whoa.
Yeah, he mentored me. Yeah, he mentored me. And at that time, we weren't born again at that time. This was back in 95, 96.
Okay.
And then later, bless God, we both gave our lives to the Lord.
Absolutely.
And yes. And but he showed me everything about just DJing overall, you know, like going to support artists and going to industry parties. I mean, you know, at that time when we were just out and about, you know, we were partying, you know, pretty much four nights out of the week.
Wow.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Going to New York and checking out Kenny and all these other house artists, you know, just trying to get our faces seen. There was no Facebook, there was no Twitter, you know, there was no social media, not back then. There was no MP3s, it was vinyl. So,
and I was gonna ask you about that, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it was vinyl, and you were dedicated to learning your craft. You know, you were dedicated in learning, you know, what the turntable does, what's a pitch control, and how the record, you know, how it's structured, and keys and chords and, drum beats and all that stuff, you know, where nowadays, yeah, I'll just put on my computer and press a button and I'll learn all that stuff. No, I was dedicated to learning this thing called being a DJ because that, like I said, just like as you have a call as a minister, that's my call. It is to DJ. It is to produce, and I learned my craft, you know, and I'm still learning my craft. But yeah, it was, you know, back then, yeah, you know, you took 2 to 3 hours right after work, and and you played, and you just, you know, I would go either in my backyard or in my basement, and I would just
practice.
Just practice and get opportunities to play out. I had a residency at a nightclub and some lounges.
Wow.
and you know, yeah, I was doing guest spots with folks, and, you know, and it was cool. You know, it was like, oh, man, this is great. But at the same time, I lost, you know, my family structure. I wasn't raising my son the way he needed to be raised, because it was like,
right.
you know, he at the time, he was, you know, he was a youngster.
Right.
And he was like, Dad, you're going to be home tonight? I got homework and I need some help.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but I got to go out with your Uncle Groove, you know.
Yeah.
we got to go hang out. So I'll get
yeah.
that.
I'll get back to you later.
Later, yeah. And
yeah.
it was, you know, things were just out of balance. No discipline.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was just music, you know. Everything was just out of whack.
Okay.
And when through my wife, through Minister Kim,
mm-hmm.
You know, basically I came back home and I learned, you know, through the word of God, you know, to be the father that my
exactly.
son needs me to be
exactly.
that man of God that the world needs to see.
Exactly.
And you know, not just learn the ways of the church. I really have to stress that, because if you learn the ways of the church, you're going to have it's going to be religion. It's not going to be about relationship.
Exactly. Amen. You go ahead and preach for the whole show, Frank. You and Minister Hovind, I love it. Y'all are just a dynamic duo when it comes to this. But I agree with you. It is not a church thing. It's a relationship thing.
It's a relationship. I mean, but bless God that, you know, I had support of, you know, pastors of, you know,
yes.
the churches we went to and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, once again, God, you know, in my relationship with the Lord, by going to church and learning the word by myself and learning from, you know, certain teachers and pastors and spending time with God in his word,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was able to, and once again, I'm speaking for me, I was
mm-hmm.
able to establish a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Right.
But yes, go to church, go worship where God calls you worship, you know. But once again, to do one thing, those who want to do what myself and others have been called to do, establish a relationship
yeah.
with Jesus Christ. Do not
Absolutely.
Establish a religion with him. It's not about religion. It's not about,
mm-hmm.
You know, this has to be done a certain way. Flow with the Holy Spirit. Let the
right.
Holy Spirit speak to you. Countless times where I was doing shows for churches, gospel events, where I had in my mind, I wanted to play this, and I played this right behind it, and this, you know. And God was like, no, play this.
Right.
Now play this with this. Now play this with this, because this
yeah.
way my word goes out.
Right.
And somebody will be uplifted, someone will be encouraged, you know, and once again, not giving me praise, but just giving him praise, you know.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, you know, countless times where you get that one person that would say, you know, that song you played, it spoke to my heart,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it was something I really needed to hear. I wasn't hearing it on the radio or anywhere else, but when I came to this event and I heard that song, it really spoke to me and just drew that one individual just a closer walk with the Lord. And that's
and
what it's all about.
That's what I was. He only asked for one.
He
really only asked for one. That's what I love, how you did the analogy of the sheep, which is in the Bible. You know, I will leave to go get that one sheep and leave the 99 behind. You
yeah.
know, and as far as this being religion versus a relationship, my input on all of that is that the most important thing is your relationship. You have to go into
yeah.
relationship, and church is fellowship.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So,
yes.
Yeah, everybody go fellowship. Go fellowship with other Christians. God,
yes.
God loves that. But your relationship is 7 days a week. You just
there
don't
you
do
go.
It on one day. You do it seven
yes.
days a week. And
yes.
I myself, you know, trying to get this started and, you know, trying to get the radio show to where it is today, I've had people who felt that I'm not honoring God. And then I have to go back to the Book of Psalms, which is nothing but poetry and music.
Yes.
That's all it is. That's all David did, was sing and praise the Lord, you know, in the Book of Psalms. So that there is your, not your affirmation, but it's when you come into divine order with what the Lord is already accepting. He accepted this in the Old Testament. And, you know, we're disciples of the New Testament, so we have to fall into divine order and be able to do this. I know I get a lot of good feedback on your mixing.
Yeah, you do.
It's just like, wow, who is that? Where'd you find him? Because they knew. The ones who've been with me since for the last 3 years knew when I stopped mixing. It was only one song. I only play one song. You know, you can just find one song that has different beats and dips and everything. It was one song. They're like, you're not mixing. I'm like, I know. I don't know how.
Hey, look, E for effort, you know?
Exactly.
You know, you gave me your best shot.
Yeah, I said, please, Lord, send me a DJ. And he sent me you. And one of the things I wanted to know from you, Frankie, is there a preparation that you go through? Because, you know, I tell everyone the purpose of our dance break is not just for us to get up and help, you know, and get joy to the Lord and dance and you know, really just go out for him. It's also to try to figure out the message that you're trying to tell us. So how do you prepare for your sessions?
That's a really good question. I just let the Spirit speak. I really don't prepare. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really don't. I don't prepare. I think because once again, this goes back to knowing your craft. You know, the Spirit just knows what needs to be put out there and will touch you in your spirit and will actually just, I mean, it's happened to me too many times. You know, the Spirit just giving me a playlist. You know, it's like, I need you to play this, and then come with this, and then come with that. And it's like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, Lord, let me when I get home, let me practice with that.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I practice with it, and it's like, okay, I see where he's going. That's where he wants me to go. I don't need to alleviate. I don't need to say, well, I should play this. No, it's just he's saying something.
Yes, you're
he's
following.
He's saying something to somebody.
Yes. Yes, he is. There's a message behind the beats. It's not just the beats. I said, listen to the message, and you come out with some very strong messages. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about, and which we're going to play today, we're going to do your mixes. Everyone, we're going to hear some of Frankie, okay? We're going to hear some of Frankie. You know, people do get upset if I don't do that dance mix, you know.
Oh, wow.
You know, I have to watch that with Minister Hovak. I'm like, you know, I got to do this little dance mix. So I got, me and you, we got to talk later. You know, before this show is over. But there's one mix that this 69-year-old woman told me is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, That's, you know, six, I was like, wow, you're pulling in the elders.
That says a lot.
Yeah, it really does.
Because you figure the elders are not going to want to stomp their feet or clap their hands to something like this. They're like, you know, look, that don't do nothing for me.
Right, exactly.
You know?
That's how
so,
you
yes, to hear that really is a blessing. I'll praise the Lord on that.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. But yes.
You're anointed. Your craft is anointed.
Oh, amen. Amen.
Thank you. Yes, it is. Because the mix they really, really just caught on to was your Reverend Martin Luther King mix that you did. They think awesome. Okay, we're going to hear that today, but they think it's, you know, that's when we really start getting the elders of the church as well as the elder listeners going, let me listen a little bit closer to this house music thing, you know. you know, let me go a little deeper because, you know, you come out really deep and really from your heart. So where did you get that I know you're going to say the spirit, but you how was that birth? It is absolutely, you know, we took the minister out of his name, the reverend out of his name, and just called him doctor now. But
right.
with that mix that you did, you put it back into his name and reminded us exactly who he was. Where? How?
Well, I could definitely say that the influence was definitely from the mix shows that I used to listen to back in the day here in the New York, New Jersey area. We have a station called WBLS, and actually WBLS means World's Best Listening Sound. And they used to feature house music on Fridays, and there was a DJ by the name of John Robinson, God rest his soul. He passed on years ago. He used to play a record by Norman Jay, who's a UK, United Kingdom DJ / producer, called Message in a Dream. And I would hear that song, especially during the wintertime, because, you know, that's the time where we celebrate Reverend King's holiday. And I would hear that song, and it was just something about, just like you, it was something about that touched me. Mm-hmm. And in the vinyl days, there were acapellas available that you can actually get. You can actually get like about 12 tracks on a 12 to maybe 16 tracks on a vinyl record, and there was nothing but acapellas. So one day I actually found it was actually on the sleeve, MLK acapellas. It was, yeah. And
cool.
I think and I believe and this is not recommended, once again, support our artists. I found it on YouTube.
Okay.
And I found it on YouTube, and I was like, man, I wish I could pull that. And I was able to, through Real Play, like I said, this is not recommended, you know, support the artist, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
But in this case, it was a must-have for me. I had to have it because if it touched me, I know it'll touch somebody else.
Yes, yes.
And so I was able to pull that and, and actually got got real creative on it and was able to do that. But, yes, yeah, those acapellas or sermons, they were heard back in the 60s, but
mm-hmm.
they're so relevant to what's going on in the world today.
Right, and it brings you really back into focus of what just being a Christian is. And that, you know, it's like, forget the beat, but when he says, you know, anybody can serve,
that's right.
Anybody can serve. And when you start talking like that, you start talking in that old-time religion way, because we used to serve instead of waiting for everything to be given to us. Well,
right,
you know,
right.
Jesus said,
I didn't come to be served, but I came to serve. And that essentially, that's what we as DJs, that's what we are. We are servants. We are
right.
ministers of music.
You're modern day disciples. You are, okay? You're modern day disciples. That's why Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, just to say, I'm here to serve you. And, you know, and no matter how we do it, we become a servant. And that's just the it.
Yeah, and even as I've been privileged to walk with some of the gospel house artists on events or on broadcasts, just to serve them. You know, that's so important, because, you know, a lot of our artists, you know, feel like, you know the people don't love me, or, you know, why should I do what I do? I need to stop. But when they get around, you know, God's people that understand the industry, that understand music as a whole, and we understand that, you know, there are certain needs that are met when they are at a show, when, you know, when they're doing essentially what we do, you know, I take the time to make sure that, hey, you know, are you all right? You have everything you need? I have to say that I've been privileged to be around Kenny Bovian on a, on a few occasions. And there were times where, you know, you could just see the man of God needs some water, you know. Let me get him some water. Let me get him a towel or something.
Exactly.
You know, and like I said, that's just that's part of the heart of being a servant, not just coming out and just supporting him because, you know, he's in the area or whatever, but, you know, hey, if I can get close to him, let me help him out, you know. Let me speak into his life just as he speaks into mine. And,
absolutely.
You know, and that's another thing with the Gospel House DJs. You know, we all just don't play music. You know, like with the Master's Groove, I'll use that as an example.
Yeah,
you know,
we
pray for one another. We lift each other up. You know, we that's a true fellowship, you know.
Yeah,
I talk to Brother Rico almost every day. I talk to L. Dub, Lloyd Wharton out of Maryland on an everyday basis. So many other DJs, you know, we just talk, whether it's just high and by, you know, that's fine.
Right,
but we talk, you know, we don't just talk about music. We talk about our family. About the Word of God. You know, we bring up scripture in the text. You know, what do you think about this scripture? What do you think Jesus is saying here? You know, and it's just important to have, you know, because once again, it's accountability. It keeps you responsible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the fellowship is awesome. It's not just we're just playing music.
It's a fellowship. It's a movement, and I have to say, I thank all the DJs that I didn't know any DJs until I met you, and now I know so many DJs, and I finally, you know, I'm really never open about my illness as far as, you know, talking to people a lot because my spirit is high when my body is weak. But I have all you praying for me, and God said, just put it out there. Just put it out there because you're putting it out there among men and women of God, and they are going to pray. And y'all been praying for me, and I've been just like, okay, you know, one step at a time. I just, you know, just get up. Pick up your mat and walk.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
and I'm so thankful for ministers like yourself and my wife, Minister Kim. And there's one brother I have to mention, Minister Cliff Jones, and he's from San Diego. And this brother, he's been he's involved heavily. He's not a DJ, but he's like you. You know, he can minister through Gospel House music. You know, he can bring forth the word, and he can actually break down a Gospel House song and make it into a message, just a regular message. But here's another minister, same thing. You know, he asked us to pray for him, to keep him uplifted. You know, he's not just asking, you know, his church family, but he's asking, you know, the DJ community to do that.
Yeah.
And I think that's I think that's very humbling. Number one,
okay.
I think that's very, very humbling. But number two, you know, it's just, once again, it's just, you know, the fellowship, you know, where men can come together and pray. You know, we can't, you know, come together physically, but, you know, praise God for this technology that's out here. You know, we can just pray for one another, you know, because I know there's been times where you and Minister Cliff has said, you know, hey, can you let the brothers know this is what's going on? And,
right.
You know, can you lift us up? And I know I've done the same thing. And years ago, I couldn't do that because, once again, I felt like I was alone. Who am I going to talk to? And then God sends, you know, a DJ from even other countries.
Yes, yes.
You
and
know?
You're internationally known. I know that.
You know,
in Hawaii and, I mean, just all over the place. And, you know, we're running out of time. I'm just having a good time talking to you. We never talk. It's like I don't get to talk to the DJ. So, you know what? I'm going to do a whole month. That's all I'm going to do is talk to the DJ. We want to get to know the man behind the beats here. So is there any closing words, words of inspiration, advice, or anything that you want to get to give to those out there listening who want to get into this, or just any closing words that you want to say from your heart to the listening audience?
First of all, I just want to thank you for reaching out and just giving me a platform. Not just me, but the music platform to be heard, to bless someone, to once again just keep them encouraged, to keep their head up, Mm-hmm. Keep Jesus first place in your life.
Amen.
He will take you places you only dreamed of. You will do things that you never thought you could do, because when you got the Holy Spirit in you, I'm telling you, it's just amazing how far you can go in your life. Because, you know, we're all going through. But you know what? I'd rather go through with God on my side, with God in my life, than without him. Because without him, I don't know where I would be. I have no idea.
Like a blind person in a dark room. That's how I feel. It's like, wait a minute. I'm bumping into walls, you know. Sometimes I'm like, I'm typing in the dark. It's like, turn on a light, Sister Pucci. You know?
That's right. Because he is the light. He really is. And just continue to go forward in this thing, Sister Pucci. You know, you're doing a wonderful job. You know, once again, we will pray for your health, because we know God is a healer. He's going to heal your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. He's going to deliver you out of this. And, you know, you just keep doing what you're doing, because I just know for a fact that God has a great reward just for you.
Oh, thank you. I receive and accept that blessing over my life. And thank you so much for giving it to me. It's been an honor. Just to talk to you, and I'm so glad to have you as the resident DJ of the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, and that's from me and the board of directors. Everyone just loves Frankie.
Oh, amen, amen. We love you guys too. Me and Minister Ken, we're so thankful that you guys are in this thing with us, and you know we're just going forward in Jesus' name.
That's all we do. It. I mean, when you're able to step aside and share your stage, you know you're in divine order, because it's not about you. And all the DJs, I said, Frankie is going to give up his spot for you guys to spend all month. And they were like, really? Yeah. I was like, yeah.
I have no problem with that. I'm always encouraged and happy to hear when, you know, you get an email from someone and they say, I want to do what you do. How do I do it?
Exactly.
And like I tell young DJs, look, I don't have the answer to everything, but I will definitely do the best I can. If I don't know the answer, I will seek out the answer, you know, because once again, we have a network of DJs that are doing what I'm doing. Okay. And, just reach out to all of them. We're all available. We're all across the country. One day I need to do that. I need to, me and a couple of DJs, we need to just get a whole roster of Gospel House DJs that are in the U.S. and around the world, so, mm-hmm. you know, people can reach out to. And, you know, Facebook is great. You know, we all love Facebook, no question about it. God, he's much bigger than that. He really is. He's much bigger than that. And I'm telling you, the best is yet to come.
Once
again, you know, we're just gonna keep improving and moving forward. All of us, not just physically, but in the spirit as well. And you know, we're just gonna keep doing this thing until God says, you know what, go ahead and shut it down. I always said, you know, people ask, well, when are you gonna stop? I said, I will stop when two people say to stop, and that's God and Minister Kim. When they say shut it down, that's when I'll shut it down.
That's when you're going to shut it down, and you put it in the right order, too. I love it. Okay, Frankie, if anybody wants – Frankie, it takes me like 20 minutes to, like, give all your information out every week, but – So I'm just going to encourage everyone to go to www.sisterpucci.com. That's SISTAPOOCHIE.com. Go to the artist contact, and you will see all the shows that Frankie does, what time slots that he does it on, and be able to get his contact information as well. Frankie, it's been a pleasure. I know we could talk all day, y'all.
I'm mindful of the time, and
DJ Elements is coming after you, but before we get to that, we're going to listen to some Frankie. Okay, so Frankie, thank you so much. Give my love to Minister Kim, and my love to you, and much respect to you, my brother. God bless.
Oh, God bless you, my sister. Much love to you, and thank you so much once again for giving us the opportunity so this genre of music can be heard to the world.
Okay, well, we're getting ready. Everybody get off their feet because we're getting ready to praise like David did. And this is DJ Frankie Vibe with the first dance mix of the day. All right, peace, my brother.
Peace, my sister.
Listening to Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vibe. I bring forth the praise, she brings forth the word. God bless. yeah, get that praise on with Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix by DJ Frankie Vibe. God bless everybody.
Woo! I don't know about y'all, but I was praising him. That was DJ Frankie Vibes with the mix. And now we're going to come up and roll right into his next mix that he just made. All right, this is DJ Frankie Vibes again, bringing forth the praise.
Thanks for checking out the Gospel House Break with
DJ Frankie Vibe.
Sounding nice.
Thanks for checking out the Gospel House Break with DJ Frankie Vibe in the mix.
All right, everybody. That was DJ Frankie Vibe, as he says, in the mix. And what a beautiful and wonderful time I've had interviewing him. It was such a blessed and anointed messages that came across. And again, I want to thank him for all the work that he has done for the ministry. And now I have to go back to the reading of the week because it's just that important. This month is DJ month, and we're celebrating DJs, not just because they're DJs, because they're actually making a joyful noise unto the Lord, which is what he said that he wanted us to do. Now, if you go to Psalms 103, verse 1 through 5, it says this: Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my innermost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now, that's a wonderful promise coming from our Lord and from God. So as we're out here playing music and having a good time, I want everybody to just remember and keep in their heart that is a message behind all of this. It's just like not like a noise. We are all giving our praises up to God in the way that we know how. He's called many of us to dwell into many different genres. And whether you're a gospel house mix DJ, or minister, evangelist, Christian life coach, whatever you are, God has given you a talent, and he's telling you to bring it forth because I need all of you in order to get the message out about me. I need all of you in order to bring knowledge of me. He said that I will not return to this earth until my name and the gospel has been preached to the four corners of the earth. And with this internet ministry that we have at the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, as well as the other ministries that are out there on the internet, we're reaching people faster. And they are beginning to fall in love with Jesus. And that's exactly the effect that we want to have with him. And, you know, we just can't stop doing it. Just have to keep on going, go keep on going. You know, I'm going to play while we're waiting for DJ Elements to call in. I'm going to play a piece here that brings it all together for what I was saying. It definitely, how do I want to say this? You fall in love with Jesus, so you want to write a love letter to the Father. And we're going to do that with Alina Red, Love Letter to the Son, excuse me, by Alina Red. Here we are.
I thought this would be so easy, but it is so tough. I love you gratefully, but in all of the love I have for you, it isn't enough. My life is sustained because you made the ultimate human sacrifice. You died in the flesh to save my spiritual life. I don't do enough to show you appreciation in return, but I'm trying my best to glorify you with my entire life before you return. Oh Jesus, my shepherd, help me to prepare and to be prepared as a willing servant to spread the good news about a man born as a Savior who more than proved that love itself is the light of the way. You gave me a special joy and you took every one of my burdens away. My walk is a daily lesson in learning to love you increasingly. You are the Son of God. You are the King of Peace. Let me examine my love for you in the words of this passage. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. I'm not a married man, but to have this kind of love for any human is in itself a charge of great responsibility. You love me and others like me so much that you gave up your life for me. By my own deeds alone, I'm not worthy, but thank God for his loving grace. And I thank God for you in my praise, that your blood was shed to save my soul. So I hold onto the holy word of your promise, and thank you so much for never leaving me homeless. No matter where I am or where I go, I know that my home is in the kingdom of heaven, sitting next to you, sitting next to the Father. You are my breakthrough, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, thank you for paying the price.
All right, that was Atlanta Red with a love letter to the sun. If you want to reach Atlanta, you can reach him at www.atlantared.com. If you want to reach anybody who's ever been played at the ministry, on the ministry, you can go to www.sistapucci.com. That's SISTAPOOCHIE. And there you will find a roster of whoever has been played. And one of the things I encourage people to do is to go there, find to the roster, and to pick one of their favorite artists, or one artist that has touched heart and send them a kind note. A kind note goes very far. And most of them have more than one contact information listed at the website. Also at the website, we have Minister Kimberly Hovack with her Christian Life Coaching. We have a prayer line. We have a spiritual consultation email. We have Bible study with Elder Faye every Wednesday night. We are on iTunes, so you can get this as a free podcast and bump this in your car and let everybody know that you're pumping it up for the Lord. And no longer for yourself, that you're doing it for the Lord. So you can definitely get that iTunes podcast for free. And we also can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and everyone. Excuse me. I am having a little trouble. Of course, there's always technical problems when you're dealing with technology. You're getting DJ elements mix loaded as far as also waiting for him to call in. So I'm going to call one more. I'm going to call. All right, Sister Poochie, get it together now. I am going to pray one more spoken word piece. So spoken word and music is just lyrics without a beat. Okay, and I won't any medium anymore as I'm looking forward, but I'm going to play. Let me see. Oh God! It's like, oh God, help me! Everybody, I'm having such a great time. The room is filled with love. I can feel the spirit moving through my body and moving through all around me. That sometimes, you know, you just don't know what to say. But one of the things that happens when you do accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you find out that your mind is made up and there's no turning back. So we're going to listen to that real quick. My Mind is Made Up by Reverend Milton Burnson, and everybody enjoy it.
Something, 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 something. I'm crying to make the change. I'm going all the way, and I'm crying.
everybody knows it's the close of the show whenever I play that song, and I usually don't speak anymore. But we had a little technical difficulties, which happens with computers, and I wanted to get back on the air. And again, thank DJ Frankie Vibe for coming on and giving us an awesome interview and pumping us up with his mixes. I also want to thank everyone who listens live and all those who listen later, because I love you all. I thank you for the love that you've shown the ministry and the support you've shown the ministry. I also want to remind everyone that, you know, we are a 501 C3 organization, religious organization, and all monies that are dedicated to us are tax deductible on your income tax. And so if God so touches your heart, please help out the ministry and go to www.sistapoochie.com, SISTAPOOCHIE, and give whatever you feel, even if it's a dollar. If everyone who listened gave a dollar, we will be all right, okay? So any amount that you might have, even down to $1, we would appreciate it. And let me tell you what verse in the Bible deals with this. It is in the last book of the Old Testament, which is Malachi, 3rd chapter, 10th verse. And it says, "Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me in to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heavens for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need," okay, or no more room to hold it, as the King James Version says. This is very powerful. For one thing, God is testing you. He said, put me to a test on this, okay? If you tie it into either my ministry or any other ministry, or Frankie Vibe's ministry, or any ministry that you tie it into, and you sow a good seed, God says, "I'm going to open the skies and pour down one blessing for you," not several. Just one blessing that you cannot hold. Tithing is such an important part of our relationship with God. It's one of the things that he's asked us specifically to do, just like Jesus asked us specifically to take communion in remembrance of him. So I want everybody to think about that. And like I said, you know, definitely times are hard, but if you want to get blessed, tithe. The best retirement plan on this earth is tithing. And I can't say it over and over again that he is saying to you that we need to be able to spread the gospel. So he's saying, "Bring meat into my house so the gospel can continue to be spread." So if he touches your heart, please go to the ministry's main website, www.sistapoochie.com, and give whatever that God so puts on your heart to give, because he loves a cheerful giver. Okay, everybody, we're going to roll out for tonight. DJ Elements, we're going to get him back on the show definitely this month. We'll do with all these technical difficulties. Don't worry about it. He definitely was going to appear. And if he doesn't appear this month, I'll extend DJ month for like now into Christmas, because, you know, I love my gospel house music. All right, everybody, peace, love, and blessings. And I hope everyone has a blessed week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.